Okay, I have one new injury update. Brandon Ross did not finish practice this evening. He had an injured hamstring. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, it seems like you've rested a bunch of veterans tonight. Was Roger
probably
better than the rest
group? Yes, he's made it to the vet select group, so he's an old man. It's really an opportunity not just to the veterans, but to give the younger players more reps. That's the design of this practice. In the past, I think we did it twice during the training camp. The one year, I know I did it three times, but we'll just do it just one week. And just whatever we're going on our new schedule, I wanted to make sure there was a night, a challenging night, and install 7, 8, 9 or these yesterday, today, and tomorrow are three most challenging days, just from the mental installation, all the different situations that we do in practice. So I wanted to make sure those young guys were given an opportunity for a difficult practice, and I thought there was a lot of quality work out there tonight.
What do you think Flynn and Harold got out of tonight? Rogers not here. It looks like you kind of threw everything at them.
Well, just what I told Matt and then Graham and the quarterback school beforehand. You have the keys. You know, take it for a ride. Let's go. You know, and I thought both those guys did very well. I mean, if you look at the move the ball drills, the 2-minute drills, you know, the extensive third down period, the blitz work. You know, Dom had the psycho package in tonight as an install, so they saw that for the first time. And those are reps you can't buy. So I thought they both performed well and handled everything that was thrown at them tonight. Basic plays, yeah, particularly in the 2-minute and in the situationals. He's also doing a nice job on special teams. He's had some excellent punt rushes throughout camp, so he's coming on. I don't know if we don't have a competitive group. It's nice to see leadership throughout your football team, and every position has it. And I wouldn't feel comfortable saying that in past years. And this young class that we brought in, the draft class and the rookie free agents is a very competitive class. So we'll let training camp answer the question. But this may be one of our most competitive young groups that we brought in here.
Could you talk about the development of your offensive line? You've got first-round picks in there and a vet of esteem like Clifton and then other guys coming along. Could you just talk about it a little bit?
Well, of your offensive line, you have Chad that's kind of the left tackle that's been there forever, and then we just have to be smart with him during training camp. He's in much better shape this year than he has been coming into camp. He's 2 years removed now from the 4 surgeries that he had, so he looks good. Scott and Wells and Josh Sitton, I felt last year performed at the highest level in our offensive line, and it looks like they've picked up right where they left off. I'm very impressed with those guys. So Brian Blog has really improved from last year, and I think he would be classified as a young man that's making the jump from year one to year two. He looks a lot more comfortable. He's playing faster, and the left guard is wide open. TJ Lang and Derek are competing for that, and Nick McDonald would have a chance, but we feel we need to play him more exclusively at center. And Marshall Newhouse went down yesterday in practice and bounced back, and I watched him on a number of snaps today, and I thought he did a lot of nice things playing both left and right tackle today. So there was a bunch of young guys after that, but it's a group that has a chance to be probably one of the better offensive lines that we've had in my time here.
Behind Jarmichael Finley, what stood out to you at tight ends?
A lot of them, and a very, very versatile group. And it's the body type that in my opinion, you can't have enough of. So, that, you know, to have six tight ends in camp that all have unique qualities, and they all can play, you know, all three positions of the tight end, really four positions now the way we play with Jermichael. So they're able to play with, you know, extended on the line, in the backfield, and also in the movement. The movement part of it, even in the slot, and their contribution on special teams is I think is going to be very important to our growth on special teams. So it's the best tight end group we've had here, talent-wise, and it's the most diverse group that we've had here.
Mike Lane, you've moved Lane around a lot over the years.
Yes.
He's been here. Do you really settle in and pinpoint him now at that position?
Well, he's competing for a roster spot. I mean, our philosophy has always been we're trying to get the best five on the field when it comes to our offensive line. You know, we've had to play some young guys early. I mean, I go back to my first year, we had three rookies in there with Tony Mullen, Darren Collins, and Jason Spitz. So there's a lot of cross training because you had to. And yes, you'd like to come in and put a young guy in one spot and leave him there and let him learn, but it's really not practical once you go from 53 down to the 46. So, and TJ's a product of that system that we've had here in place. But he's given opportunity to compete for a starting position this year.